Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 17th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:31. I'm Boren Talon. Cloudy with pockets of fog and some very wet roadways this morning. Currently, we are sitting at 50 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. We are learning about a fight at Montgomery High School on Tuesday that sent a female student to the hospital. According to the Press Democrat, two girls got into a fight in a restroom around 1 p.m. No weapon was involved, but one girl was transported to the hospital by her parents for treatment. A 14-year-old suspect was later identified and arrested. She was booked into Sonoma County Juvenile Hall on suspicion of assault and robbery. The Providence Healthcare Network announced it is closing outpatient lab services at a number of its hospitals effective March 18th. Providence operates Queen of the Valley Medical Center in Napa, Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital, Petaluma Valley Hospital, and Healdsburg Hospital. It declined to state exactly where the labs would close. The company says that no jobs would be lost. Affected employees would be transferred to other departments. The Rohnert Park Department of Public Safety spent over an hour yesterday communicating and negotiating with a 58-year-old male suspect who was having a mental crisis and threatening to kill himself. The incident started around 1:30 on Adrian Way and finished on College View Drive. The man held a large knife to his neck and repeatedly cut himself and his clothing. After an hour of negotiations, the suspect suddenly slipped and dropped the knife. That's when police fired less than lethal rounds and was able to take the man into custody and transport him safely to be treated. His name has not been released. Four people were cited for illegally driving a truck off-road at North Beach and Point Reyes National Seashore, posing a risk of crushing the fragile habitat where flocks of threatened western snowy plovers seek refuge in the winter. The group was also cited for additional violations related to alcohol and drug possession, as well as camping and building a fire in an area without a permit. They could face fines up to $5,000 each. The fight over billions of dollars in overdraft fees that Americans get charged every year is heating up. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is expected to propose rules this week that further rein in banks' ability to charge customers a fee when they overdraw their bank account. Opponents of the fee often cite the example of a $3 cup of coffee costing someone more than $40. The banking industry is gearing up to fight back with a multi-million dollar marketing and lobbying campaign to support the overdraft fees, which generate some $8 billion a year for banks. 7:34 KZST, time for a check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Miroff. Hello again, Olivia. How are the roads?
Hi, good morning. The roads are looking pretty good. We have no new incidents to report. We do have a slight slowdown going northbound US 101 from Yolanda to about State Route 12. The State Route 12 interchange US 101 traffic is starting to build up in that area, but other than that, everything's looking good. Remember to buckle up and drive safely from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
Ungaro & Sons is your trusted home services provider in the North Bay. Their reputation is built on four generations of providing quality plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical solutions. They offer upfront pricing and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Ungaro & Sons is the name you've trusted for over 90 years. So now that you're ready to take control of your energy future with solar, you know who to call. Visit ungaroandsons.com today to find out more. Industry-leading equipment from Enphase, REC, Tesla, Franklin, and more. Installed by highly skilled licensed electricians. Reduce your power bills and gain independence from the traditional power grid while increasing the value of your property. And for a limited time, enjoy 10 years of free solar panel cleaning and maintenance. Ungaro & Sons. Plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, and solar. Book your appointment online at ungaroandsons.com. O-N-G-A-R-O and sons.com.
Make your resolution for fun and excitement at River Rock Casino during the $150,000 car and cash giveaway. Join us on Saturday, January 20th for our second New Year's celebration that will have you cruising into 2024 with cash, class, and a new Cadillac CT4. Join the club and start earning drawing tickets. Details at riverrockcasino.com. Win your share of over $150,000 as we usher in the new year at River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
At Staples, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. Offer ends 2/10. See staples.com for more details. In sports, checking on girls' high school basketball, Cardinal Newman beat Annaly 72-12. Maria Carrillo beat Montgomery 53-33. Justin Siena over Petaluma. Sonoma Valley over Casa Grande. And American Canyon 59, Vintage 28. On the boys' side, Casa Grande 60, Sonoma Valley 55, Maria Carrillo 53, Rancho 48. Your forecast. Overcast skies out there now with some areas of fog, then partly cloudy for the afternoon with upper 50s. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Fog will come back. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with low 60s. Rain should be back late Friday afternoon. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The Coachella Music Festival has announced its 2024 lineup. Headlining the three-day festival, which runs for 2 weeks, actually, is Lana Del Rey, Tyler, the Creator, and Doja Cat. But all the talk is about several acts that are listed a little farther down the lineup. Sublime, Bebe Rexha, and No Doubt. The concert runs 2 weekends, starting Friday, April 12th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 11 a.m. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine, softly.
ZST. Good Wednesday morning. It is 7:41, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. Up next, the hot topic of the morning.
An elegant affair set in beautiful wine country with glamorous gowns, fabulous food, and thousands of dollars in prizes and giveaways. The Wedding Expo, Sonoma County's premier wedding show, Saturday, January 20th from noon to 5 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa. Meet over 100 of the wine country's finest wedding professionals. For more info and discounted tickets, go to weddingexpo.co. That's weddingexpo.co. The Wedding Expo, the event to plan your event.
Todd here with Heritage Roofing, and it's great to see the rain again in Sonoma County because we need it. And with that comes the question of my own roof. We actually just re-roofed my home, and it's a great feeling now knowing that we're safe, warm, and dry. If you're in a similar situation and would like a free estimate, give Heritage Roofing a call at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Heritage Roofing. Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry
tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
Sonoma County's KZST. Well, that just kind of died right there. Debbie Abrams Morning Show. Brent Allen in the studio. I'm all confused right now. Hot topic of the morning. Okay, yay or nay, ways to get to financial freedom sooner. So they're saying up to 5 years sooner if you follow a list. And Brent has that. Things that are a waste of money you should stop buying, stop getting, just avoiding to get to your goal of early retirement, according to a national financial planning group. Do not spend money on Brent Allen.
Yeah, a lot of times we think it's the big things, but no, it can be the little things that add up. So here are some tips for you. Checking account fees. Avoid them if you can. Now, of course, that's going to be mainly overdraft fees and things like that. Don't spend too much.
Well, the banks like when we spend that.
The banks are happy about that. In fact, we got the story this morning about them trying to rein in those fees.
Correct.
Ask Banker Boy about that one. Ooh, see what he thinks on that,
that
one.
That won't be a good topic.
Yeah. Gym memberships. Every year, beginning of the year, I'm going to join a gym. By June, it's like, I haven't been in forever. If you don't use it, don't pay for it. Don't go.
Absolutely. You know?
Bottled water. Now, they say buying bottled water actually adds up. It's much, much better to have a little reusable metal container, fill it at home, and drink that water.
I actually have a Brita.
Oh, there you go.
My daughter bought us one, and I love it. It's great. So it's the filter, and so I feel so healthy with my Brita.
There you go. Saving water bottles. Fancy coffee. Don't buy Starbucks every single day. It adds up. Make it at home and bring it with you.
Yeah, the Keurig machine works too. I mean, I don't know about that one. That's tough not to go into Starbucks or Pete's or whatever. But I guess it does add up.
It does add up after all. Say, I bring my own in the morning and then I'm kind of good from there. I used to drink a ton of coffee and I've cut way back.
Oh, look at you.
I don't know why. I get up even earlier now.
You probably go to the gym as well.
Yeah. Men's haircuts. Ugh. All right. You like to look good. You like to look coiffed. Hey, grow it out a little bit. Do that. Or DIY. The Flowbee. Bring the Flowbee back and just do it yourself at home.
I have to mention this. So cutting hair. Haircuts. Banker Boy goes to the haircut. He gets a haircut every 2 weeks. He has no hair practically. He does not need to go every week. I know he loves his hairdresser, but I mean, and she's great. But I mean, really, every 2 weeks he goes, whether he needs it or not. He just feels like he has to do it. What? I mean, it's a lot of money. No. It adds up, but he doesn't care.
He's Banker Boy. You know, men's haircuts, it's like, the person I go to, it's like $40. But I go probably every 2 months or so. So you go from looking good to kind of get that shaggy DA look kind of going on. And I'm okay with that, especially in the winter. It's like, grow it out, and maybe it's a little warmer. You know?
Right,
but
right.
Yeah, every couple of months. Not every 2 weeks.
Okay, so we're talking about ways to save money. If you're just tuning in, what the financial people are saying, how you can retire earlier if you cut back on certain expenses.
That's right. Now, this one is interesting. They say driving to work, try and take public transportation if you can. That adds up also.
It does, Brent, but obviously at 4 a.m., there's no bus running here. So,
true.
I mean,
bingo. Mm-hmm.
Some people can't do that.
Yeah. Fancy cleaning and laundry supplies. Buy the basics. You don't need the real fancy stuff, I guess, apparently.
What's that? Just kidding.
Yeah, cleaning, that's when you get a rag, squirt some stuff, wipe it down.
Right. Uh-huh. Laundry sounds familiar.
You make your clothes smell pretty.
Kind of foreign concept.
I know. But I'll fill you in on it later
on. Okay, thanks.
Credit card late fees. This kind of goes back to the checking account. Don't be late on paying those credit card bills.
Oh, I like that one.
There you go. And then finally, convenience stores for snacks. They are more expensive. They carry more calories. That is not the place to grab something real quick, because you're going to pay more. Pack your own lunch. Do healthy food.
That's good, except the lunch places around here aren't going to like that. But I know. If you want to save money. Okay, I need to add one to your list because you forgot one.
Okay.
Stop using excess electricity. Unplug. Unplug things you don't use. For me, that's pretty simple. Pretty much everything in my kitchen. Let's see. I avoid that area at all costs. I can save money by unplugging the toaster, can opener, air fryer, and coffee machine. But why stop there to save money and reach my financial goals? I'll get rid of my double ovens. I don't even want a single one. My stove. How about my microwave? All of it. And let's not forget the garage to unplug the treadmill and elliptical. I feel richer already. Thank you, financial planner guy.
KZST's Debbie Abrams. Of course she talks to herself. Sometimes she needs expert advice.
County's KZST. Let's get a check now on the commute with CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Roanoke Park studio. Good morning. How's traffic?
Hi, good morning. We actually have a couple crashes. CHP is currently en route to Petaluma Boulevard South in Castaneda for a crash in that area, as well as northbound US 101 just south of State Route 12. So if you are traveling through those areas, please move over for emergency vehicles and slow down. Traffic is pretty heavy starting northbound US 101 from about Todd Road going into downtown Santa Rosa, especially because that crash is right there. So expect some delays in that area. And then State Route 12 interchange to US 101 traffic is also heavy there. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirap on KZST.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me after they tell me how amazing I look is, where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your complimentary consultation with Dr. Tom, call 707-542-8346.
Let's stay young together.
Visit Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read On Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read On Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over a million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read On Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
According to Manpower, the 10 most difficult positions to recruit for in the country are machinists, administrative assistants, teachers, management, IT, accounting and finance, drivers, engineers, salespeople, and skilled tradespeople. The great ones are out there, but chances are they're employed. Recruiting with radio allows you to talk directly to the people that are working, just like a headhunter, as well as to those who are looking. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit work. Workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Roner Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
KZST.
KZST, I'm Debbie Abrams. As far as your weather goes, foggy conditions this morning, cloudy skies, temperatures heading into the upper 50s around Sonoma County. Dry today and tomorrow. Rain returns Friday. Looks like it's going to last through the weekend. Right now, 51 degrees at KZST. News is next.
Cause it can't.